G'day again, I'm back with Dick, and we've been having a bit of a chat about our previous talk. And before we get into the currency and the Australia Act, Dick has suggested that we talk about land first, because, you know, we all think we own our land. Do we?
We don't own a damn thing, not even our lives at the present time, under these so-called Australian governments. They, in 73, they, under this pretend governor general, commander in chief, which is, he's just a total, they're all just total traitors after the 1960, they turn around and the, by not recognising the preamble, where we rely on, in the preamble, humbly relying on the blessings of Almighty God. Now that's a God-given right under common law of England, and that gives us the right to own land. But the political parties not recognising and not including the preamble, they it's still in the books, but they don't recognise it. They don't have to recognise it. So that they, in that system, because they can take that out or not look at it, by 1980, every state had taken out the Church of England. Mm. Just think, people, when was the last time you saw or went to the Church of England?
Mm.
By taking out that Church of England, they turn around and removed the defender of the faith. Now, if you read anybody's deed of grant, which is the contract we used to have with the Crown of the ownership of land, and then on top of that, you had a certificate of title, which kept up to date all the bank loans that you had and all this sort of thing that was against the loan. But the deed of grant was a Crown contract we had with the Crown. When they took that out, that Crown contract was guaranteed by the defender of the faith.
Mm.
When they removed that, the political parties had all the rights in the world. They just took all the land.
Yep. So they own
own every single bit of land. And I was flown into...
So why are we paying for our mortgages?
Well, that's the banks. The banks and the government are in together because the money is counterfeit.
Mm.
And that's another thing. If you have a fraud in a contract, the fraud cuts the contract out.
Mm.
So your money is counterfeit against the Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act. So therefore, the contract is void. So therefore, you're paying money, which you don't really have to if it comes down to a proper court of law of common law of England.
Yeah, well, we don't have those in Australia anymore, do we?
No.
Because under common law, we are entitled to be judged by a jury of 12, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So we don't have that anymore.
No, we don't have that anymore. And the courts are even trying to take that out, and they'll accept a lower number than the jury of 12 has to be anonymous, but the judges are accepting a lower number on that, which proves the point that they're not under common law of England.
Why is it 12 members of a jury?
Don't know.
So it's just
tradition. What's come and happened from years.
Okay. So let's talk some more about the land and title deeds, and what are the rights of Australians to own land then?
When the political parties created their own Australia, their own Commonwealth and their own Commonwealth of Australia, they then removed the Governor General from the land. Now, if you go to Lands Act, Acquisition Act 1973, Act number 208, they state in there, section 4, subsection 1, section 7 of the Principal Act is amended, A, by omitting from subsection 1 the words Governor General and submitting the words the Minister. So they've taken the, because they own him.
Mm.
He's just a piece of shit. They own him.
Mm.
He just signs everything. If you go into some of Whitlam's speeches, he tells you straight, the Governor General must do what I tell him.
Yeah.
So let's face it, people, this is just straight treason. And because they took the Governor General out, that alone, that's, is a treasonous act.
Yeah, so originally in the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901, the Governor General was the representative of the Crown.
Yeah.
And then from 1960 on, he's been an employed lackey dictated to by the Prime Minister.
Well, he's owned by the Prime Minister, lock, stock and barrel. They just say sign this, he just signs. You look at the videos of where the Prime Minister swears his oath in front of the so-called pretend Governor General, he's swearing it to the Queen of Australia.
Yeah.
I, Scott John Morrison, do swear that I will well and truly serve the people of Australia in the office of Prime Minister, and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Australia, so help me God.
So, you know, how dumb or how corrupt can that Governor General be? And how much do the political parties own him by his past?
Yeah.
Like, you go back to Senator Kefferman when he turned around and talked about pedophiles. Only if you have a pedophile in a place like that, then they can control you.
Yeah.
And they control all those governor generals since 1960.
Are they all pedophiles?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah.
But I worry that there was a prime minister in that group.
They've got a hold over them. Some hold.
Whatever they've got a hold over them, yes. Because they're selling themselves out, their families out, the whole country out, the Queen out. The treason is here.
Mm. So, then Australia, I think it's time that we all stop voting for these criminals and traitors, don't you?
Well, when you look at it, it's a criminal offence for them to force you to vote, and it's a criminal offence for them to charge you for not voting, and it's also a criminal offence for you to vote when you don't have shares in their company.
Yeah, when they start coming after us now, because the Sunshine Coast Assembly voted the other day not to vote. And we all agreed that the first person who gets a fine will ask to be taken to court. And when they go to court, we'll be there in force. And we will not allow that fine to go any further. In fact, we may even arrest the magistrate if he doesn't leave the court. And if the police are there, they will be deputized or arrested. It's time for the people to start fighting back for our rights and freedoms. It's that simple.
Most of the time when you don't vote, they just send you a bill for X amount for not voting. They can decide that they'll just take it out of your bank account.
Well,
they own, this is what I say, we don't own anything. The money is theirs, the banks is theirs, and you look at Spur. That's just a total...
It's a fake.
Festation of corruption.
Yeah.
And they just do whatever they want.
Mm.
They're, I don't know how to put it, but you go back to our Bill of Rights and only a judge can take money from you.
Mm.
Now, that judge has to be under Crown law because it's in the Bill of Rights. These judges are just pieces of shit.
They're corporate employees.
They're not judges. They're just pretend judges.
Yeah. All right, let's get back onto
land
first, and then we'll go on to the coinage.
Okay. Now, Queensland government, I'm just talking about Queensland because I have all the documents, took ownership of all their land in 1992. And then they turned around and put their only persons authorised to deal with Queensland government land deal with land under the name Queensland government. Only the 15B. Only the minister or a person authorised by the minister may deal with land held under the name Queensland Government. Now, I can tell you right now, because I've been right through it, I've had my farm paid off. We have the original copy of the deed of grant from the Crown. We have original copy of the certificate of title. Now, when we paid it out, we asked the bank, we wanted all our paperwork back, and we got from the government their certificate of title with Queensland Government written on it, Queensland Government seal on it, which is their public seal of the state, which they created in 1997 and authorised it in the 2001 Constitution all through it. And it's watermarked right through it. So you don't own a damn thing. Then, and when I say I'm talking about the 2001 Constitution, when that Constitution came into power here, because it's got no authority, they had Schedule 2 in it on the 6th of June 2002. On the 7th of June, the very next day, they took Schedule 2 out. That's where they authorised their seal against a royal warranted seal. This is where they used a lot of their treason. They removed sections out of that were referendum entrenched out of our constitution. All this sort of thing. Then they removed it all, so you can't find it. But then if you go and you read all the documents that create that document, they tell you there's no Crown authority. They tell you that the judges are under their system of this public seal of the state, no Crown or constitutional authority. The Governor General has this seal put on his commission, which removes the authenticity of the Queen's constitution. And then when they turn around, if you read the documents, they tell you that, say, take a look at this clown we got now as a Governor General, De Jersey. They've put the public seal of the state on his commission. And then when they take their Governor General, the Governor, out from that he's replacing, the signet's put back in place. In other words, they take the seal that they put over that signet and put it on his. And they just, this is done the whole way through with their whole system of treason.
And they have done it right in front of our noses, but because we weren't educated about all of this, we didn't know.
No, this is boils back to education and the lawyers, the professors at university. Mm. They need to be hung.
Mm. Okay, so now let's get to 1966 when they took the pounds, shillings and pence away and substituted dollars and cents. What was that all about?
Well, that was another form of getting out of the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act. Like, they haven't changed any of the wording in it. They've circumvented it. And where it's in something else, they can change it, which wrecks the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act.
Mm.
But the wording is still there in the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act, where the Queen is paid in pounds, the Governor's General's paid in pounds, the Senate's paid in pounds, the House of Representatives was paid in pounds.
Mm.
And this is another form of their treason circumventing the Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act.
Okay. And why did they, how did they change it over to dollars and cents and why?
Didn't America, somehow or another, having to sort of line up with America instead of England, and also the fact that England in 1972, like, well, my wife and I went through Heathrow Airport from Rhodesia to England because it was stipulating that Commonwealth countries wouldn't be allowed to go to England. So us being part of a Commonwealth country, we went to England. And as we're going through Heathrow, you've got two lanes. There's the Commonwealth, members of the Commonwealth countries, and aliens. We went down the members of the Commonwealth countries because that's where we're from. Going down there, we were told you can't stay long like normal because we're joining the European market. When they joined the European market, that's when they told Australia, get stuff, we don't want you. New Zealand, get stuff, we don't want you either. And Canada, we don't want you either, because they could only trade with the European market. Then the political party slowly changed the name from European market to European Union. All the systems were shoved these Commonwealth countries out. From the political parties in England were wanting to do what they wanted to do and not what was lawful under the system of law that we were living under.
Mm, the Westminster system.
Westminster system. They wanted to, they ended up with a civil system now, which they're fighting like hell over today.
Mm.
They've got a civil system where they've got to obey European law and nobody has any rights. The same as what we've got here.
Yeah.
Canada's the same. New Zealand's the same.
Yeah.
All because we're not taught our proper Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act.
Yeah. Well, getting back to the changeover to dollars, wasn't it because the Australian government needed some massive loans from the US and the US stipulated that the collateral for that loan would be the bodies of our men, young men, to go over and fight in Vietnam?
I've heard that. I can't prove it.
Yeah, well, I've heard the same thing and I'm pretty sure that's correct, because we actually had a pact, I think it was the ANZUS Pact, where we were obligated to go to war for the Americans.
Well, we went to war with Vietnam with the political parties, I should say, went to war with Vietnam with our Commonwealth Defence Force, which is for the defence of the Commonwealth,
not
to tell somebody else on the other side of the world how to live.
No.
It had nothing to do with us. And that's another major treasonous part by the political parties.
Right.
One more step that they did in 1973, which needs to be sorted, they created their own government. First of all, they created the Australian Citizenship Act, where to be an Australian citizen, your name's in capitals, and you swear your oath to the Queen of Australia. So you become an abstract entity. And that's what that's all we're treating with today is abstract entities. Now, this has been done in the Nuremberg trials, and in Nuremberg trials, they said straight out, under international law, we don't talk about abstract entities. We only use the man or the woman, the living person.
Yeah, we refer to the man and women. Yeah.
When they didn't recognise the preamble, that took all of us out of their laws. And this brought us back into their laws as abstract.
Right.
So then they had the Royal Styles and Titles Act. Now, the Royal Styles and Titles Act only creates the Queen of Australia in the end part of it, the schedule. But I had great difficulty in getting the proclamation for that act. And because at the time I was friendly with Bob Catter's office and Bob Catter, because I was helping farmers in that area, I got a member of his staff in Canberra to get me the document, and they had to go through to get it out of Parliamentary Library in Canberra. Now, that document covers the proclamation and gazette. It covers 5 pages, and in those 5 pages, they made the Governor General of Australia. And don't forget, before this, they created their own Australia Commonwealth, meaning their Commonwealth of Australia, which put, from that day forward, every time a politician uses the word Commonwealth or Commonwealth of Australia or Australia, it is under political party definitions. It's not under our system.
Right. And they registered that, didn't they?
Yes, that's registered in Washington, D.C.
The United States Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yeah.
Right. And what's the number for that? Washington, D.C.?
You got it there. Washington, D.C. is 20549, and their main SIC number is 00080-5157.
You can look that up on the Securities and Exchange Commission website.
Yep.
Right. So it's all there in black and white. We can prove that these people have committed massive treason. Is the Australia Act lawful? Can state governments shut borders? Can the government lock us down in our homes? When was the last Governor General appointed by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II? These and many other questions are all answered in Dick Yardley's book, Australian Political and Religious Leaders, Treason, Treachery and Sabotage. If you want to know why our country is in such a mess, this book explains it all. And if you want to take anyone in the government to a common law court, you'll need this book to refer to. A working knowledge of our political system is essential if we are going to get our country back on track. Don't miss out. Get this book now.
All I'm talking about is I can't talk anything else that I don't know, and I can't prove in black and white. Mm. And 90% of the book is copied and paste of how they've done it. Not my opinion. I couldn't. Mm. Nobody gives a damn about my opinion.
Right.
They wouldn't want to either.
But so that book there.
It's facts. Actually, if you go into that book, there's 10 pages of Hansard from Queensland Parliament getting told the treason from 86 forward to 2004. There's 10 pages in it. I don't know why nobody hasn't picked up on it.
What?
But you take it to court and they, we don't want to listen to that. We don't want to listen to that. Or the judge will say to the prosecutor, do you understand what he's talking about?
Whereabouts would that be?
It's when they were putting Quinton Bryce into being a governor for Queensland. It explains the total corruption with the whole system. And like he says, the Queen must sign the commission, and then we'll put the public seal of the state, which is the company seal of the state. The state represents the executive government over that commission. That's treason. Finished there and then.
Do you mean to say the Queen is still signing these documents?
Oh, yes. That's why she keeps... Like, if she doesn't keep her oath, she loses her head.
Mm.
She keeps her oath by signing those commissions. And that's her governing Australia. Is our Australia, not their Australia.
Right. I thought she'd abrogated her...
No. So she can't abrogate. She barely loses her head there and then.
So the political parties are the ones committing all this treason?
In England, Canada, New Zealand and here. Mm. They're the ones committing the treason. All because the political parties wanted to join European Union or the European market, and then they slowly change the name over to the European Union over a certain amount of years. They're under civil law. And like when you talk about the Australia Act, people say, oh, I've got a photograph of the Queen signing the Australia Act with Bob Hawke and his missus and a few other stamps. You can't tell me what she's signing. I thought she was signing the breakfast menu.
Yeah,
I'm sure she was signing the breakfast menu.
All right, mate. Well, let's stop here again. And I think we need to continue this conversation. And let's talk about Whitlam and what he did in 1973 in the next one.
Australia. Terra Australis. Down under. Call it whatever you like. Australia is our land. People come to Australia from around the world to settle, work, and make Australia a paradise on earth. And this is why we love Australia. This is the land for you and me. Left, middle, right, we all agree. We've got koalas and didgeridoos where the skies are oh so blue. Where else do you see big fella roots bounding across the land? Cattle herded by jackaroos, our mates all giving a hand. We love this land, Australia. Australia is home for me and you. We love this land.
Races out the back of Burke. Road trains plowing up the Red Bull dust. Wave rock and marble bar. A creaking windmill full of rust. Our highway stretching out so far. We love this land, Australia. Australia is home for me and you. We love this land, Australia. Australia is home for me and you. Sweeping plains of golden wheat, there's sheep, cattle and coal. Along white beaches where oceans meet, this is the Aussie soul. We
mate. Hang on, I need a beer.
Are you interested in podcasts that uncover the truth? Tune in to Widdershins Podcast. Straight from science fiction, we uncover the technologies being developed right under our noses. We bring to you the world's leading scientists, engineers, and experts to discover just how far away these things really are from becoming our reality. www.widdershinspodcast.com.
If you have chosen the red pill, then there is only one place to host your website. Enlightened Hosting. No censorship. Domains. Hosting. Secure. Build your website and get online fast. www.redpillhosting.com.
If you're enjoying the Bloody Aussie Battler podcast, please consider donating to help keep us going. You can donate just once or make it a monthly donation. Any amount is welcome. To donate, go to our website at www.thebloodyaussiebattler.com and click on Donate.